For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Round one, fight.
And the Michigan Wolverines will shock the college football world.
They got to learn how to lose, man. You can't be fighting and stuff.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Fight.
Oh, my. That'll be Al Shire, who's flagged for the big hit on the slide, and that's going to start a little bit of a scrum afterwards.
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson. Complete Week 13 recap, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. There's lots to talk about today. It's just going to be, as the kids say, lit. Hopefully the phone lines will match. We're already seeing them all light up at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. So many different ways to have a conversation with us by watching us on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate's a great place to listen to us. I'm just wondering if there's some stations in Ohio that are getting us today. And if you're out there, give me a call. I'd love to chat with you at 844-204-RICH being that number to dial here on the program. Maybe you're listening to us on Sirius XM, that satellite in the sky somehow, I imagine, does beam its way into the great state of Ohio. So maybe you'll be out there listening to us via satellite. There's another way you can stream us, Odyssey and TuneIn, you know?
Yeah.
Some of you might be tuned out, based on what happened over the weekend. But listen, Jameis Winston plays tonight, so the state of Ohio has a chance to win at some point in this football weekend. Just a way of pointing out that there's lots to discuss on this program. How are you doing over there, Christopher? What's going on?
Rich, I am great. Not only did Georgia win in 8 overtimes, but Syracuse ruined Miami's season, and for that I take much joy.
Ah, okay, great. There's lots to be, and Mike Del Tufo's wearing his Notre Dame hat because you went there. So that's great.
I don't have a college team. I've liked Notre Dame since 1976.
Yeah.
I can cheer for Notre Dame.
You can.
Enough. Yes.
And by the way, Notre Dame.
And I've actually seen Notre Dame
set to.
But yes.
Make an appearance in the college football playoffs. So we got that going.
I mean, come
fantastic.
On.
Fantastic. So Charles Woodson's going to be strolling into the studio about 40 minutes time before he flies off to Vegas. I wonder what we'll talk about with Charles.
No idea.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you over there. How are you, brother?
How you guys doing?
It's good to have TJ Jefferson right here on the program.
I'm doing good.
Okay.
You know, the Cowboys finally won, and Shinsuke Nakamura is the new United States heavyweight champion. But I'm not doing
that
as good as you, Rich.
No.
I'm
listen,
not doing as good as you.
Me being good helped you be good, and we'll hit
true.
On that. I do want to talk professional football to start this program.
I think we should.
I'm going to start this program with something that I have no problem doing. I'm going to raise my hand and say my bad. And I'm going to say my bad to the great football-loving people of snowy Western New York. I took the cheese in the same way I was not and still not taking that cheese that the Kansas City Chiefs can't flip a switch and win another Super Bowl while we watch them struggle in a regular season by winning in a way that makes you think they can't flip a switch. I'm not going to take that cheese, but for some reason, I saw the cheese of Stephon Diggs being a Texan and the back end of that defense being devoid of a lot of their bold-faced name guys that helped them have a Super Bowl window open with the generationally brilliant Josh Allen in his rookie contract and in the early years of his next contract. I looked at all of that and I thought to myself, this is the time where the Buffalo Bills can get gone. And chose the Dolphins to win the division. I did choose the Dolphins to win the division. And did notice that we were featured in a video put out by the Buffalo Bills social media crack staff up there in Western New York. As a matter of fact, my face was the one who started it. Chris Brockman's face was prominently featured in it. Both of our voices featured in it. One of the many people in this friggin' mosh pit of sports talk that we try to stay above many phrase, saying that the Bills weren't going to win the division. And it was wrong. Not just wrong, dead wrong. I mean, absolutely way off the mark, awful wrong. As the Bills' destruction of the undermanned, now even more undermanned, due to a Christian McCaffrey injury that we're waiting to hear the bad news about, 49ers. The Bills last night in that utter domination in the snowy conditions clinched the AFC East for the fifth straight time. And in case anybody's wondering, it's just only week 13. They're the first team to clinch their... They weren't just going to win the division for a fifth straight time. They're the first team to clinch the division. They're the first team to print playoff tickets this year. Even the Chiefs, who are one game above them in the standings, haven't clinched their division yet. And it's the longest division title streak in Bills history. Not even the Jim Kelly era Bills did what the current Bills are doing. Seventh team all time to clinch their division with five or more weeks remaining in the regular season. The last team to do it with the 2009 Indianapolis Colts, and five of the previous six teams to do this sort of thing by clinching their division this early. Guess what they wound up doing? Making the Super Bowl. Five of those six teams, I should say, made the Super Bowl. Only one won it. The 85 Bears. That said, an MVP candidate. An MVP candidate of the first variety. And I shall say this, he is right now, in my estimation, after having anointed Jared Goff as such earlier this season, and then Lamar Jackson as such in the intervening weeks to the right now, as far as I'm concerned, now with four or 5 weeks ago, depending on bye weeks and how that's broken, he is the leading quarterback candidate for most valuable player. And now he's already done something that no quarterback has done after last night, which is play a game in which he threw for one, ran one in, and caught one. Giving you the highlight reel play of the night with Amari Cooper. And I guess a little hook and ladder that was just improvised. Holy crap, the Buffalo Bills are hitting people in the mouth and playing the best football in the American Football Conference at present. Couldn't have been more off. And Josh Allen knows the opportunity here. As you know, he shined off, if you will, the only their win against the Kansas City Chiefs earlier this year, as saying it's just another week, because he knows, you know, it matters to do it mostly in January. And the best way to do that, one would think, is to have the Chiefs come into their house again, even though, you know, the Chiefs did that last year. Long story short, he knows there's still road to go, but he's got to like where they're at.
It's a good feeling. You know, this one feels a little bit different. You know, this early in the season, we still got five games left. So the cool thing about it, like, you get to go out there, we get to go out there, and we get to play free, right? There's really no repercussions for what we're doing, but at the same time, we're chasing the one seed. We understand that, we know that, and we got to keep getting better each and every week. So, but it's going to be fun. I mean, to go out there and play free and play relaxed and play loose, I think that could be a dangerous team.
And he's just leading from that front. You know, who's playing loose and fast and free is this guy. And this is supposed to be when he's supposed to have the most pressure on him because he doesn't have the help. Well, They still ran for over 200 yards on the ground last night. And you know what helps to lead the way is a guy who is now 5-0 in career games of the kickoff temp or at 30 degrees or under. Kind of crucial to have a quarterback of the Buffalo Bills not be fazed by that weather, one would think, right? He's now improved to 10-2 in home primetime games, including playoffs in his career. That's the second best win-loss record in such games since 1950. Only Steve Young's got a better one. They've got even Sean McDermott now loosening up and doing snow angels on the ground. Okay, I mean, like, it's really working in a way. I have to say, I think this is the Bills' best chance to make the Super Bowl and win it of the entire Josh Allen tenure.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
More than last year?
More than last year. I understand there's supposedly more talented rosters, but this one is a team more than any. I mean, Sean McDermott's supposed to be, you know, puckered up half the time. He's doing snow angels now.
Oh, we wondered if he should be, you know, kind of replaced.
It's all
the last couple off-seasons.
Working. They've pushed every button right, and Josh Allen's leading the way. I mean, this is how amazing it was, is that he did all of that last night, and the only knee he took this entire week was to get engaged.
Now, look at you.
He took, I thought last night, well, when the blowout's on, that he's going to take two victory formation
right.
knees this week, and the only one he did was to Haley Steinfeld.
That's true grit right there.
But I mean, I'm just telling you.
Thank you, TJ.
Well done.
For getting that.
I mean, you could say the Bills season is going pitch perfect.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I throw something in about these Bills, Rich?
Oh, I thought you were going to do a third one. I thought you were going to do a third one.
Yes, TJ.
I don't know if you guys know the answer to this. They've clinched the division.
Yes.
They haven't played the Patriots yet.
Oh, please. And they got a Jets one more time.
What I'm saying is, how often does it happen that a team clinches their own division and hasn't played every team in the division?
Well, you've got to have help as to how bad the rest of the division is, you know. And
spoiler alert, they're going to beat the Patriots.
Twice, and they got the Jets. Their other two games, though, are on the road coming up next, and they're in domes at the Rams, at Detroit. So, and that's the good news for the Bills here, is they have some very winnable games. And good news for us is it sure looks like we're going to get a potential Super Bowl preview when they go visit Detroit.
Also, good news for Chris and Mike. They get to go watch Josh Allen play football.
And guess what? Guess what?
Because they won't sell their tickets.
Guess what, guys? On top of it, though, the reason why I'm feeling good about the Bills here as well is in the past, the snowstorm happens and they got to go to Detroit to play a home game.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. All this stuff that's been happening around this team, now the stuff happening around the team is the snow helps them and they're happy to be in the snow at home and their rock star figurative quarterback is engaged secretly to a, you know, actress/pop star. We don't even know about it. And the supposedly tight-ass coach is doing snow angels. I mean, it's all working. Damar Hamlin is, you know, playing some terrific football on the back end. I mean, everything that was supposedly, you know, a shock to their system is now invigorating their system. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's their best shot to make the Super Bowl and win it. Of the entire Josh Allen era. And I didn't see it coming, and my bad. Mea culpa on that front. So there's that. And then later on, we'll discuss the NFC West and the Niners being in absolute deep trouble, beyond deep trouble. And the Bills now, you know, have that shot, and we'll talk Eagles, we'll talk Ravens, and it's a two-man race in the MVP race. There's lots of phone lines, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What else is there to talk about? Okay. it's a good thing that when you watch me on TV, this microphone looks like it's pointed at my chest because I'm about to talk with it for a fourth straight year.
Man,
am I so lucky? That's coming up next. And then Charles Woodson walks in through the door. Oh, and Urban Meyer looking at him, laughing at him so smugly as he was saying, Michigan's going to come up with a 3-point win. And everything that he said, happened to be true.
Well, Charles was calling out some of those guys for not playing.
Dude.
They better be hurt, he said.
Oh, my gosh.
He did it without him.
Here we go.
Didn't I hear that the Buckeyes are looking to put 70 up on Michigan?
This year? Oh, no, there's another number that's out there, and I'm going to recount that next. I wouldn't move if I were you.
This is going to be good.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a great, beautiful Monday. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game, and science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of different, but it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, it is a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Where does an MVP quarterback have a wedding registry?
Oh.
Because I don't know. What do you get? Do you get
candlesticks? I heard, or
gravy boats. Nice, yeah, gift. No, right? Yeah, yeah.
He seems like a man of the people, that Josh Allen. So I'm going to say they'll do something like Target.
He's a farmer. Oh, he grew up farming in Northern California.
I don't think it's going to be
Fireball, California.
No, Fireball, small town.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. Look at this beautiful setup here. I'm told it's Malibu, California.
They were at the boo. Yeah, I heard.
They
that.
Were.
I heard that. Yeah.
Look at that setup.
Oh yeah, he got a crib out here. I think.
Look at the votive candles and the I don't know.
Look at that arrangement. I don't know what you call that.
Is Josh learning what a chuppah is?
Oh, she's a member of the tribe.
I don't know.
Oh.
I believe so. Oh, yeah, I think she is. Isn't she the niece of Body by Jake?
Really?
Isn't that it?
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know.
Are they related?
Wait a second. Now you're blowing.
Isn't Body by Jake Uncle Steinfeld?
He's Jake Steinfeld, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just never even put that together.
Josh.
He's coming to America.
Does that mean Josh breaks a glass at some point? He steps on a glass. Hopefully, again, we'll do this in the offseason. We can't have.
They don't have a date yet, they said.
Oh, they don't have a date
on
yet.
On the broadcast, they said there's no date.
Okay.
They
just, well, at any rate, I say mazel tov to the lovely couple. And he's just living his best life right now. Look at that. It is beautiful. Well done, Josh. That is a romantic setup.
He's a superstar.
Sunset and Pacific Ocean, votive candles, flowers, taking a knee.
Rich, can I?
He knows how to get it done.
Obviously, this is more your area of expertise than mine, but it says here that Haley's father is Jewish and her mother's Christian.
Oh,
so
either way,
I guess that
I could still say Mazel Tov to them. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Listen, many of you know, when you come to this establishment, that there's a couple of sports teams that I still openly root for and affect my emotional level in a way that it questions my maturity. I have children.
We have those same questions.
I have a lovely wife. I have responsibilities.
Couple jobs.
And so one of those teams is, in fact, the University of Michigan football team. And then there's that one game a year against the Ohio State University, because yes, we, at least as a group, are mature enough to say the name of the school we're trying to beat. And we can spell it. On occasion, we'll leave out the state and just call him Ohio. That's just a nice little needle, but that's part of a rivalry.
Yeah,
it's been going on forever, this rivalry. And sometimes you're up in the rivalry, sometimes you're down. And in the time of being down, when Urban Meyer was taking care of business against Jim Harbaugh, we were down. I mean, we were down and seemingly out and so on and so forth. But we, yada, yada, yada. The 2021 season happens. Michigan ends its 8-game losing streak to the Ohio State University. And at that time, I came on this set and I was really happy because it had been the first time in a long time and the worm had finally turned. Michigan made the college football playoffs, got curb stomped by Georgia. That said, it was in the mind's eye of the Buckeye faithful. Just the one and done. That's cute. Can't win them all.
That's cute.
That's what I heard. Even though the entire time of the 8-year losing streak is like, you know what? It's not really a rivalry anymore. And boy, I remember when Michigan used to, you know, have a team that could beat us. And we really want that rivalry back. So good luck to you. Right? It's just going to be one and done. And then the next year happened in a horseshoe. And it wasn't Hassan Haskins consistently hitting his head on the goalpost by running through the Ohio State defense this time around. No, J.J. McCarthy was slinging it, and Michigan put up a 40-burger again. 45! Started a win streak. Made the college football playoffs again, lost in the first round again to TCU, and Ohio State made it as well. And almost made it, but they missed a field goal to Georgia. You know. But it's just 2 years in a row, next time around. Best of luck, Michigan. They're going to come to your house and end this thing because we need to restore the order that we all know. And again, this is the way the Buckeye fans talk. And I hear it chirping all the time. And then the third game hits. And Michigan wins that one, too. And then wait for it. We were supposed to be cheating. Uh-huh. Even though the guy who was doing the cheating had been ripped out root and branch. Again, 1 year, it's snowing. Yeah, the next year we had this problem. The sun was in our eyes. Oh, and this year you were cheating, even though the guy who was doing the cheating was ripped out. And even if we were still having that system on you to lose. And that's when it began to become Ryan Day's fault. Big time. It's got to be that guy who's not from the state of Ohio. Oh, no, he's not like Urban. Didn't grow up wanting to be that guy. Last time he had a guy like that, it wasn't Tressel. Tressel was that guy. And then he got burned and he got kicked out. We had Urban and he got the headaches. And then he coached Jacksonville and got the lap dances and stuff. No. John Cooper wasn't one of our guys either. It's Ryan Day's fault. See, what did he do? They got Chip Kelly. He's like, you know what? This NIL portal stuff, not for me. I want to be an X's and O's guy. I'm an X's and O's guy. And you know what they did, too? They put $12 million into the NIL and said, let's get us some kids. We're going to play for the Ohio State as Michigan sends a whole bunch of draft prospects to the NFL. Because we're not losing a fourth straight time. And then Michigan, the wheels fall off this year 100%. This has been a highly disappointing season. 6-5. The quarterback situation has just been one after another, churning through it. The defense with Wink Martindale being burned on the back end quite a bit. And even though the last month had been a little better, 6-5 coming in. This is when it's got to end, right? It's got to end here. Michigan 6-5. Ohio State. It's going to put up 70 on us, right? At least that's what Bruce Feldman said when we asked Bruce, you know, how's this going to go? Our friend said, if they put up an extra touchdown on the Google Me guy, referring to Indiana's head coach, he goes, they're going to try to put 70 on you.
Google Me.
Yeah. Heard all that, the $12 million in the NIL. Michigan's down. They're just, it's going to be a festival. Going to be a festival to the point where the marching band had a little bit of fun at Michigan's expense a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's when we're all like, oh, you're making a bear because, you know, you're making a nice little bear. Was that for the Cow Bears? And then, oh, let's put a Michigan flag out there and then a poop emoji on top of it. Let's get the Michigan flag. Hold on, wait for it. Let's get the Michigan flag out on the horseshoe field. Let's do that when you're not expecting it. And let's put a poop emoji over that. Oh, everybody's feeling it. It's going to be a festival. And then they played the game. They played the game. And Michigan starts running the ball. And the defense starts showing up. And Ohio State decides to just bow up. We're tough people here, too. If you say it hard enough, maybe it's going to happen. And for some reason, even though they have some superior wideouts, and not just over Michigan, you could make the case over the entirety of college football. Let's just run it into the teeth of Michigan's defensive strength and try and break them. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that after we come up with a seemingly back-breaking interception deep in Michigan's end. By the way, completed by one of those NIL kids, Caleb Downs, who they got from Alabama. And let's run it once. Let's not throw it to our wideouts on second down. And then let's run it on 3rd and 10. I'm looking at my buddy Jimmy, who's sitting in the backyard with me, saying, did they really just run it on 3rd and 10? Like, put a Mason blue ribbon on that box and put it under the tree. We're to coach it up. Oh, my God. Did they just absolutely, I'll say it here too, because I said it on the Overreaction Monday podcast, they screwed the pooch so bad the ASPCA is getting involved. And the quarterback, Will Howard, they got him from Kansas State in the portal. He had a very nice season, and he's still got games to play, which I know is going to be the retort of many. But didn't get it done. The game plan from Ohio State's point of view, and I must concur, +1, offensively, stunk. And they even, due to circumstances at the end of the first half of that game, needing to score a touchdown fast because the clock was going, They marched right down the field, knife through hot butter, touchdown, tied the game. And I'm looking there the entire 90-minute, seemingly interminable long halftime. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, they just saw the answers to the test. And then they didn't do it in the second half. They didn't score a point in the second half. And then Michigan overcomes the mistakes that they made, including an interception on the goal line with their quarterback, who's playing his ass off despite not having, you know, the skill set to throw it consistently, and the skill players supposedly to catch it consistently. He starts making plays. The kids who aren't the five-star recruits outside are still making plays. And this kid Mullings, who can run the football, just jammed it right down their throat. Oh, my God. And Michigan won the football game. How the hell did that happen? And I thought to myself, I now have an extra year to talk before I start that, though. The aftermath. Planting a flag on another team's field is a provocative act. I will absolutely accede to that. Michigan did it in 2022, but there was no fisticuffs or pepper spray. That said, this is a nasty rivalry. Nobody likes each other. And there was a bunch of kids, including that terrific player, Jack Sawyer, who I think are realizing they are now going to be one of those players who didn't beat Michigan in 4 years. And the reality setting in, and all sorts of holy heck started breaking loose. And the Big Ten was right to fine everybody $100,000 and say, this can't happen. It was awful and ugly. That said, you don't want the flag planted on your turf, beat them. And also, don't have your marching band poop on that flag a couple weeks ago. How do you think that landed in Ann Arbor in some of these dorm rooms? Some of these kids, 18, 19, 20 years old. How do you think that landed? Is that a provocative act? Perhaps. Perhaps. It would help to have one of the head coaches in there, too, to break it up. Michigan's was in there. Ohio State's was standing, watching Sawyer. There's a video of Sawyer melting down. I don't know who the individual is trying to calm him down because he's inconsolable, cursing at Michigan, saying they planted the friggin' flag here again. And Ryan Day is just, like, staring.
He's shell-shocked.
I don't know. Come on, though.
Yeah.
At this point in time, there's adults needed to be in the room. So that's my opinion of the post. And good luck to them moving forward, because they do. They do move forward. They do move forward. But for the guy on the screen who once famously said, we're going to hang 100 on him, since that comment, has only hung 84 combined points on Michigan in 4 straight losses, including the guy on the screen. It's like a Dr. Seuss football rhyme. I can do it as an interim. I can do it as a head coach. I can do it with 5 losses. I can do it with no losses. I am better than you. Who are you, Buckeye coaches and fans? Adios. Waving with 5 fingers, which they might be able to do next year because, yes, Michigan is now in that NIL game. They will have, going into that game with expectations, the better, best quarterback. That's next year. And I understand that Ryan Day made that 100 comment after Harbaugh, and he had at it in a conference call prior to the COVID season, in which the game was canceled. Michigan had many COVID sick players that Ohio State fans to this day allege was Michigan ducking Ohio State and Justin Fields and everybody else that was going to hang 100 on him. After this past week, not so sure Michigan would have lost that game. Oh! And then, if there couldn't have been enough of a cherry on top, when I finally was beginning to come down, I'm still way up there again.
I'm looking at you.
I finally still began to come down.
Your high is a draft spot right now.
I'm like, what else is going on in the world? Because the sun is blue and the sky is yellow and with the sun and this amazing blue sky, right? And this wine's going to taste better. All the stuff I've been saying, you know, now for four straight years. I look up and who's knocking out Miami from the ACC championship game? But Chris Brockman's Syracuse Orange. Who is your quarterback, Chris, who threw for 400 yards?
Kyle McCord leads the nation in passing yards for the 9-win Orangemen. Oh, baby.
And in this game that I'm talking about right now, and we're going to talk about with Charles Woodson momentarily, wasn't he the reason why they supposedly lost and they threw him overboard because they lost the game against Michigan, even though it's a team sport? They blame it on him.
They couldn't wait to get rid of Kyle McCord. During the Hard Knocks, remember the offseason,
yes.
Marvin Harrison went out of his way to not throw him under the bus.
That's right. And somebody gave him a little cookie, spinning curve in the zone, after he beats Miami to knock Miami out of the ACC championship game and wreck that buffet. This is what McCord had to say.
Does it give you any extra satisfaction knowing that the same day you out-dueled Cam Ward beat Miami with this team that Ohio State scored 10 points and lost to Michigan?
Everything comes full circle.
My quarterback's getting to talk with his chest.
It's my quarterback.
And just because I love all you people here, all my friends here, whose team's going to the Big Ten championship game now with that help? That guy, Penn State's going. TJ's happy. Are you happy, Chris?
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
So happy.
I feel good.
Adam's baby. A Penn State guy, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Adam's a Penn State guy, too. Right, sorry. Okay. Listen, and his dad's a Michigan guy. Listen. I can't believe it happened. I still can't believe it happened.
That's crazy.
I'm so ecstatic that it happened.
Nuts.
And everybody in Columbus right now, it's just, understand this. The recriminations that are going on right now is only the most delicious thing to all of us in Michigan. So please keep cannibalizing yourself. Please, please keep doing it. It's awesome. It just gives us more, I don't know what's the word for it, happiness. And you know what? The perfect photograph. I might just, I don't know, we got to find a special place for this. In the middle of everything, four Michigan special teamers, including the kid with the game-winning kick, spelled out Ohio right in front of all the Buckeyes.
Wow. That's kind of funny, actually.
That's very funny.
Very provocative, yet funny.
Five losses! Five. This one may be the most delicious of them all, but as you know, I love all my children just the same.
Do we need to call ahead to Canton for extra security right now? Or
I don't know.
I'm definitely calling my boy Tidal and Cindy Simone there to watch out.
Oh, what about the 8 wins in a row? What about this? What about that? Oh, God. Okay. Fine. Great.
Rich, as an outsider, you know who I feel should be a king on campus? The kid who stole the flag back from the Ohio
Actually,
State.
It wasn't a kid. It was Jason Avant, former Michigan player who does some media work on the field.
Okay.
That's him. Right there, on the right.
I was like, that guy should be celebrated by everybody in Michigan.
And we have the same shoes. Oh, by the way, one last thing.
I saw those on Sunday. I saw usually.
I'm going to go really low. Caleb Downs, you know what happened? Sorry to say. He lost to Michigan twice this year. In the Rose Bowl with Alabama and this game. Ooh. That's all right. He's still around next year. He's still coming out. Charles Woodson's coming out. Let's bring out the GOAT, baby. He got it right next to a very smug Urban Meyer. Take that. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, and the proprietor of all of these great spirits, as well as some incredible wine called Intercept, Charles Woodson, is here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Good to see you.
Good to be here. Good to see you, too.
How's the business going before we get started on the other?
Business is going well, man. We are an official partner with University of Michigan with Woodson Whiskey now.
Yeah, and the Raiders, too, correct?
Raiders, we are the official whiskey of the Raiders. So, yeah, man, things are going well. Intercept Wines is continuing to do great things around the country.
Which airline are you on right now? Which one is
it? We were on the Delta One.
Okay.
Delta One flights.
Okay.
Like international flights for a while.
That's where where I was flying internationally just this.
Was it the Olympics?
No, it was just recently. Actually, it was in London, I think, one of those flights that I just took across the pond. Yeah. And they're like, "Do you want something to drink?" And I'm like,
"Of course I do."
Boom.
I'll have the Intercept.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh, you know it's like a fine wine, Charles.
Rich, what?
The Michigan-Ohio State rivalry.
Yeah.
It's like a fine wine.
Yeah, it does get better with time.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
It ages well.
It does.
It's been aging well recently as well.
Rich, you probably haven't slept all weekend.
Tell me about it.
I just listened to you.
Yes.
You know, a few minutes ago.
And?
That thing went on for, what would you guys say? 15 minutes, 20?
What do you think?
It ain't over yet.
Well, don't ask. They think I go on too long, though.
You haven't slept all weekend thinking about that.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I was, in fact, up around 3 in the morning, and I'm like, how am I going to handle this? And I thought to myself, just speak from the heart, Rich. Yeah. Through your chest.
I almost felt bad for those guys after that monologue.
Charles Woodson is here, everybody. Our Pro Football Hall of Fame, Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl winning friend. Is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Listen, I just root for it. You played in this thing.
Yeah.
How does it land when they win like Michigan won over the weekend for you, Charles?
Well, this is probably one of the more satisfying wins. And it reminds me, I was reminded before the game, I was texting with Marcus Ray. So the producers were trying to, you know, they're asking questions about the game, when we played, what kind of things did Lloyd Carr talk about. A lot of those things, man, I forget. But Marcus Ray is like an almanac. He remembers everything. So he's giving me all of these, you know, different things that Lloyd would talk about. But in 1996, we were underdogs. We had to go down to the Shoe. And I think we ended up beating that team, another undefeated Ohio State team, 13-9. Nobody gave us a shot to win that game. We're in their house, of course. We're in the shoe. So they're the mighty at this time. They're going on to try to, you know, win a championship. And this game reminded me of that. You know, to come into the game and be 20-point underdogs is really it was really a slap in the face, because then people are not respecting the actual rivalry, you know, what this game means to both sides. And before the show, you know, I know where everybody's leaning. Everybody on our show, I know how they feel about this game. And they felt about this game the same way they felt 2 years ago when we went down there. And forecast was it was supposed to be windy and, you know, cloudy, you know, kind of favors Michigan in the run game. But then all of a sudden the sun starts shining. And everybody's like, oh, man, Stroud and these receivers are about to go crazy on this Michigan defense. Did not happen.
Well, they also didn't attempt it, though.
Yeah.
This time around, they did not attempt it.
This time around, you know, I don't quite understand it.
Right? It's mind-boggling. The conversation amongst all of us Wolverines, or the mortal Wolverines, is that Harbaugh saying years ago, and Sharon Moore backing it up, that Ohio State's not tough enough. They're not tough enough. Ryan Day's not tough enough. They're not tough enough in the trenches. They're not tough enough in the run game. Just messed with their heads so much that they're like, we'll prove how tough we are. And then they run right into the teeth of exactly our strength.
Yeah, well, not only that, I think Lou Holtz said it as well about this team. And then, you know, Ohio State won a game against Notre Dame. And Ryan Day, you know, vocally said, oh, we're a tough team. You know, you can't prove it to us by talking about it. You got to go do it. And like you said, like Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant and them boys, they wasn't having it. I mean, all game long, they didn't let these guys breathe. So we're happy that they tried to prove themselves to be tough. And we proved that we are tougher.
Now, let me ask you this question. Because, again, I'm, it's kind of silly I'm asking this because, you know, I'm in TV2, as you know. But just watching Urban sit next to you, as you're saying, 30-27, Michigan's going to win by 3. I don't know. Are you aware he's like smiling at you?
I didn't see till after.
Okay.
You know, but that's how everybody felt. So what I was saying was absurd. You know what I mean?
And but
so,
he takes but, this but personally, watch it, though. Yeah, he still takes
he's
it
got,
personally.
He's got to. I'll take it personal. When they were whooping us all them years, I take it personal.
Right.
But it was the way that he laughed. It was like, yeah, right. We're about to smack Michigan.
Did you say anything to him afterwards?
No. Because I ended up leaving.
That's too bad.
So, yeah. So I was, you know, I was in the
because you had to fly west to work. You had to work for Fox yesterday.
Right. And so I'm in the airport on the plane watching the game. And
oh, man.
Hard to contain the emotions, man. I didn't want him to have to land the plane early.
It is truly unbelievable
that
this actually happened. So let's just move it forward a little bit here. Who do you think is the best team in college football right now? Is it Oregon? Is it Oregon's to win? Would you say that right now, Charles?
Man, I'm kind of conflicted. I love Oregon. But I feel like, you know, watching the way that Georgia played Texas – mm-hmm. when they beat them earlier this year, I feel like if Texas is clicking on all cylinders,
yes.
even though they got as many losses as they have, they would be the toughest team. So I would lean between a Georgia team that's playing really well,
yes,
and Oregon, but just because Oregon they haven't lost.
Well, Texas just came up with a big win too.
Texas came up with a
with
big
Arch
win.
Arch running it in to start the scoring.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you got that happening. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think Ohio State should do? Because you know fans want Ryan Day out.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, he I would venture to say, man, he has to go win it all. They you know, for what they did this offseason, of course, with the NIL and the money that they reportedly spent to beat Michigan, the fans, they're not even thinking about the championship right now. They're still thinking about Michigan because that's what this was supposed to be. Bring these players in. Like an all-world Caleb Downs, who was really a great player.
He's terrific.
Terrific player. Beat Michigan and then go on. Because all I've heard all season was that this is the most talented team. They're favored to win the championship. And so now, got to win the championship. You didn't get the Michigan game.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to win the championship. Or they're calling for him now. But if he don't make it, you know what I'm saying, to the championship game and win it,
mm-hmm.
it could be lights out.
Hmm. And what do you think, again, now Michigan's got to, you know, turn the page.
Yeah.
And next up, you know, next year, this kid Bryce Underwood is coming in.
Yeah.
You heard the amount of NIL. Michigan's flat out in the NIL game now, wow. man.
I mean, I don't think you have a choice.
I'm not saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course you have to do this.
You don't have a choice nowadays, man.
Well, certainly if you got Larry Ellison, you know, on speed dial and, you know, Portnoy and the rest of the conglomerate, if you will, together. But this is a different way now to coach Michigan, wouldn't you say, with the expectation level and an NIL quarterback coming in? I mean, it's going to be a different way of doing business, do you think?
It's a different ball game now. You know, it used to be you know, where you were going out and you were recruiting, you were going into, you know, kids' homes and you were trying to talk to their parents about why your school is the best. But now the parents are calling you saying, how much money you got? Really? Like, these are the conversations that are going on. So it's not so much recruiting anymore. It's, hey, man, my son is this team's recruiting him, that team's recruiting him. What do you have for me? Oh, only $200,000? Sorry, you're out.
That's why I think the guy who sits to your left, that anybody thinks that he wants to come back and coach the Ohio State, he'd rather be sitting to your left than having conversations like this.
Yeah,
and you know, Mike Vrabel, I don't know if he'll be walking through that door. If he's got an NFL gig, why would he want to start to, you know, having people saying, pay me more? Otherwise, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
like, it's a different world now.
18-year-old kids. I need six figures, seven figures. Like, wow.
You would have said that to Lloyd in a heartbeat, right, back in the day.
Oh, I would have said what?
If you don't pay me, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I tell people. It's like, think about it. If this was going on back when I played, do I go to Michigan? Like, does USC give me $2 million and Michigan offers me one? You're going to take the $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different ball game. I always loved Michigan. So with the opportunity to go to Michigan, I was going to go there. But it ain't the way of the game no more.
Well, you're about to head off to the airport. In a couple minutes, I have left with you, Charles Woodson. Have you voted for the Heisman yet?
I have not voted yet.
Okay. Ooh. Do you have any thoughts on this subject matter?
Charles, well, yeah, I got it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, there's a guy out there that played a lot like I played, even more so. In my opinion, he's the best player in college football.
Travis Hunter, you're referring to.
Absolutely. You know, what he did this year, it's already amazing enough that he played so many plays every game. 120 plays a game is nuts. But it's really the production of the play. You know what I'm saying? He's not just out there playing in you know, reps. Touchdowns offensively. Double-digit touchdowns. Shut down receivers on the outside. Every time you saw a ball thrown his way, he was breaking it up, intercepting it. When they needed a big play offensively, he's usually the one going up to get it. So the production is what puts him over the top for me, not just the amount of plays.
He's also a Biletnikoff finalist. How do the Thorpe people not make him a finalist? I mean,
yeah, somebody just dropped the ball. I don't understand that.
Right.
You know what I mean? To be one of the best defensive players in college football, to be left off the list to just even a finalist. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
like, if you're up for it and you lose it, like. Okay, because Caleb Downs, look, I love that kid. Like, he can play the game. But not to even be up there or in the stands or in that auditorium, that's crazy.
Do you think Travis Hunter can play both ways in the pros like he's doing right now in college?
Not the amount of reps.
He plays fewer reps on which side of the ball?
I think the way I would play it is I would play him on defense, but there would be packages on offense for sure. I mean, in this world we live in, man, you got to have your best talent on the field.
But 50 snaps on either side of the ball in the NFL, that doesn't happen? You don't think?
Say it again?
50 snaps on either side of the ball in a game in the NFL, you don't think that's feasible?
Well, you play 50 on defense and then, you know, because usually average 55, 60 plays on defense,
right.
Offense the same. But,
that's,
you know, you play your full defense, but then let me give you 7 or 8 plays on offense.
That's all.
I wouldn't try to play them more than that. The NFL is just different. Like, these are all NFL bodies Now, you know, when you playing, you're playing at Colorado and you're playing Arizona State, you know, there may be a guy over there, two guys that go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're in the NFL. Everybody is an NFL player. Yes. And so the bodies are different. Now, these are grown men out there, you know, so the NFL just kind of leans on you a little differently than college does. So, I wouldn't dare try to play him full on both sides. No.
You the man, Charles Woodson.
My man, good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming indeed. In here on your way to the airport and celebrating and breaking it down, Charles.
It's been a good weekend.
Go
man.
Blue, Go Charles blue. Woodson. Fantastic. Still on Roku for another minute and 50 seconds. So are you not voting for Shador so he's maybe not as first overall worthy so maybe the Raiders can get him? Is this the game that you're playing right now?
Possibly.
3 minutes.
Possibly. I can't go into that. But love Shador, man. Heck of a player. We've watched him progress over the last couple of years, even at Jackson State and to now. And heck of a player. Can read defenses. He's a real quarterback, NFL ready quarterback. So look forward to see what he does.
Could you imagine though? You in your first year as whatever you do a million things for the Raiders. In the first year of Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Raiders, that you would potentially get Deion's son playing quarterback for the Silver and Black. So Deion would be around, you're around, Brady's around. That would be unbelievable.
Wow.
That would be.
Don't you think?
That's almost dream worthy.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, and that would be great. It'd be great to see Shador in Silver and Black. I think he'd look good in it.
I think he would too. And I know a lot of fans who think he would as well.
Oh, yeah. They want it.
So you and Brady, what happens when you have a meeting? In the Raiders front office, we're all good. We talk Michigan football. Or are we talking still about that snowy day?
I don't know, man. You know he's the owner. Does he let me in? Does he let me in those meetings? I don't know, man.
Once upon a time,
I might not be privy to the information he's talking about now. I don't know.
Oh, Charles, you're the best. My Thanks man. For coming in,
Appreciate
Charles
it.
Woodson. Everybody, let's do this every time. So same time next year.
Count on it.
Get the man's whiskey.
Yes, indeed.